Budget Preview 2023, brought to you by KPMG, taking Singapore forward towards lasting paths.
Budget 2023 is just around the corner, and in today's Budget Preview brought to you by KPMG, we're going to dive into the topic of raising taxes responsibly and recommendations for businesses for this year. In the studio with me is Rakesh Agarwal, Partner Advisory, KPMG in Singapore. Rakesh, with ongoing supply chain disruptions and economic uncertainties, how can companies boost their supply chain resilience?
I think since COVID-19, supply chain resilience have become a limelight in the boardroom. And I think there are three key areas which organizations can focus on to be more resilient in their supply chain. I think first will be diversification, second will be digitalization, and third will be more, I will say, de-risking at the board level. So let me go through each of these quickly. So when I say diversification, as per the last KPMG Global CEO survey, nearly half of the CEOs actually plan to diversify their supply chain in the next 6 months to 9 months, both in response of geopolitical challenges and also any future black swan events. So most of the global organizations are considering, nearshoring and friendshoring as options for their manufacturing and procurement. Almost 71% of the global companies highlight key raw material availability and the cost as a major supply chain threat for 2023 and how they are going to need to focus to diversify on those areas. So when I come to digitalization, I think organizations have to move from just-in-time to just-in-case scenarios. So many companies are going to double down on their investments, specifically in digital capabilities such as digital twins, I will say control towers, so as to bring in more visibility for the supply chain. Also, as per the KPMG survey, 2/3 of the global business leaders emphasize to need the increase, the visualization of the supply chain. Last but not the least is the structured supply chain risk assessment at the board level. I think organizations need to inculcate, more discipline to discuss supply chain risks in a more structured manner at the board meetings. Board meetings normally discuss financial risk and results, strategic investments or disinvestments. But going ahead, I think most supply chain risk discussions have to be extremely critical to ensure at the board level to manage the risk in future.
I've been speaking with Rakesh Agarwal, Partner Advisory, KPMG in Singapore.
Budget Preview 2023, brought to you by KPMG. Find out how we can shape a fairer, greener, and more inclusive world at kpmg.com.sg/budget2023.